Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off. Say, you guys got to understand something. As long as you live, every 12 months is going to be a new year. Now, that may not be news to you, but you need to put that in proper perspective. Years, or how many years, are not promised to you, but they are offered to you. And if you accept the offer and you want to live, you have to progress periodically. It may take longer than a year. It could take 2 years. But you cannot year after year after year after year be saying what you're going to do. Now, here we are on the first day of the new fucking year. 2023. Now, tell me, fellas, how many more years are you going to waste talking about what you're going to do? Now, I think you really want to do something. But when are you going to accept I'm delivering the only way, the only ways, real ways, physical ways, to grow out of this goddamn rut you didn't place yourself in? Think about it. How many gurus have you witnessed come and go on social media? How many fucking radio shows talking about, you know, this show is about the real abadabba. They don't say abadabba. They say the real game, real ways to catch. How many of them motherfuckers have come and gone? And this is another question I want to ask you. Have you really thought about how much bullshit is going around these days? Fuck. I'm proud to say you can go back to 05. You know, when I decided to try my motherfucking hand with SWU. But then 07 is when I really start going hard with my confidence course. And if you look back to 205, you'll see I'm still here with the same products and a little more, because what I'm talking about is not about products. I'm not a store where you can go and shop. I offer different things, all pertaining to one subject, and those things you can shop about, but they're all about one thing: manning up, knowing how to handle yourself, and leading a clean fucking life. See, I just completed recently completed three new categories of tools. Now, they're all bomb, but what's special about them is they follow in the Abadabba's tradition of being laced with true facts that you can use today. I'm just saying, fellas, the category for winning, that's one of the categories of tools new tools. The one for winning is full of insights on working on yourself. This is about you. It's not about, yes, it is about money, because I got to get some money to give it to you. But you got to look past that. This is really about how to effectively work on your winning skills. I mean, you just win from luck. You win from your ability to deal with what you're doing along as far as standing the boundaries of what you're doing and win. You know, I don't believe in keeping the same fucking ways. I show you how not to keep the same old ways. And I'm guiding you to having real abadabba. I mean, you can't deny that, you know, what I'm talking about is way past products. Because I have graduates, 8-year graduates, that still hit me, still tell me that they just love me for giving them this game. Because this game does not stop with what you learned. This game only gives you the ability to go further than what you learned based on staying true to the game. So however much you want, let's say it's a 1 to 10 situation, and you didn't learn to 10, and you're practicing this game, you're going to create a whole nother level. And this level could be 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever the fuck. But what I'm saying is, if you stay down, you'll see that when you stay down, it ain't enough. Because you got to keep going. So, my mentality tools, I mean, they include tried and tested ways to get real. I mean, all the way to retirement plans to use. I mean, there's a section of tools on building integrity, increasing your value to whoever you're talking to. Potential business situation, a potential woman, just talking to whoever, dude or woman, whatever. I'm saying whoever you're talking to, your conversation should increase your value. My mentality tools teaches you the correct way to judge, and it shows you how to never slip. All my tools are testimonies to the fact I ain't no joke. And my confidence course in SWU is straight real. You know about game. Or it is abadabra. Now, don't delve into the things about this game most of you motherfuckers won't realize unless you're dealing with an OG. Like me. Experience. All three of the categories are legit, and I'm proud of them. I also guarantee they'll open your mind to the subject matter. You got to realize I've been really busy with Sidewalk University. You know, it's hard to find time to concentrate on creating new tools. But I stay down. So, you know, they're coming. You're witnessing it when I say I stay down. Some of you motherfuckers are actually living it with me. Not causing me, maybe causing me, but I'm saying you're living it on your own right now. All it takes is the path being cleared to help you see. Because once the path gets cleared and you're able to see, you can navigate your way. Sometimes you're going to need help. Wake up and realize help is right motherfucking here. And it ain't going no goddamn where until God calls me. Now, believe it or not, you guys respond to me in various ways, emails, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I'd be complaining shit like, this ain't right, this ain't right, whoop, ain't going, you know, you motherfuckers ain't helping that nigga, whoop. But I really think you could call that complaining. But that shit, your responses to my complaining gives me direction. I had never planned to give up, but I hadn't thought of some of the things you motherfuckers mentioned to me, you know, and you brought it to my attention. And especially, I never thought on my own about starting a school system. You motherfuckers made me realize if I'm gonna fish, I may as well try to land a whale. Shit. And it made me think, where is it better to fish at? The ocean or the lake? And then, see, because I'm a critical thinker, then I realized it depends on what you're fishing for. Some people fish for the excitement. Some people fish for the relaxation. Some people fish to catch a fish that's going to break records. Some people fish just to fish. It just depends on what a motherfucker is fishing for, where it's best to fish. But if you want action at catching a giant fish, my bet is on the ocean. So simply, you know, looking for relaxation or a relaxing day on some water, you know, my bet would be on a lake. So what's my point? My point is, where could a fake-ass bitch fishing for attention get more attention than she has seen in her entire lifetime? Where can she get that in one place? An ocean of suckers faking the funk. So bitches don't want to fish in the lake unless they have to. So what I'm saying is, if she can't fish in the ocean because she ain't got enough game, she'll go to the lake around her fucking neighborhood, the lake of suckers. And she'll just fish for local suckers. And you know what bitches be saying? Who got worms? You know, fellas, I'm serious. You know, I talk hella shit. But what I'm talking about is decide what you want to do before you can do it. You just can't suddenly do something. You know, every once in a while, I see value in being able to get the word out about, you know, what I offer. And, you know, I give you guys deals on the information I have. I mean, the tools that I just finished are custom made for you. Some things I learned at Sidewalk University clarified, you know, quite a bit, making it easier for you to absorb what I'm saying. Some of you motherfuckers I ain't never met, and I may not ever get to meet you. But you know what? What I've learned teaching so far has made a difference in how I want you to understand my message. You know, you're not the only one learning when it comes to these videos. And you, oh, shit, I'm sorry, you guys. 716, what's going on?
What's up with you, man? I just wanted to say Happy New Year to you, bud. How you feeling?
Hey, Happy New Year. Motherfucker Paul.
You know it. How you?
Nigga, what's up, man? Happy New Year's to you too, man.
Hey, man, it don't stop.
It don't stop. Paul is like a 3 or 4 year graduate still hitting the brother. Come on. Hey, Paul. Hey,
come
Paul.
On, man.
Paul, I got to pay the money for that shit. I forgot what it is, but goddamn.
Well, I got a bunch of them ready. Whatever you want. They're in stores.
I don't know
that.
The name of it. I'm going to tell you. It's the stuff that got the cocoa butter and all that shit in it.
Yeah, the mango set, the body butter.
Yeah, that's what I want to. Hit me again, man. You hit me before and I didn't send you no money. But hit me again. I'm going to send you some money.
I got you.
All right, man. Be cool. Happy New Year to you, too.
You know that.
Private number. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, bud? My boy, Happy New Year's. I've been so
happy
sick.
Happy New Year's
to like
you,
I should, feels like I should sleep in a fucking orange orchard. Hey, dude, I want to tell you, all these dating coaches seem like they suck dick, but not you, bud. All these dating coaches don't even know how to throw a fucking right-hand punch. Would probably have their chins up. They act like they have a big game, but I'm rocking with Bud, and I just want to say Happy New Year's. I love the fuck out of you. This is D, the lifeblood of the party, the Great Gatsby of the Great Highway, baby.
Hey, that's what's happening, D. Hey, that introduction to yourself was bomb, goddammit. D, let me tell you something. Thank you, man. So, what I'm saying is, you know, every once in a while, you know, I get the word out and I have sales, you know, and whatever I'm having a sale on can be small tools. But when I make new tools and have a sale on them just to introduce them, you guys need to take advantage of that. Because what I'm saying is I offer and I give you motherfuckers a real deal, you know, on the information that I have. And these tools that I just finished, they're custom made for you. And some of you motherfuckers I ain't ever met and may not ever meet. But what I'm saying is, you, Drew, just fucking with me, you know where I'm at. I want you to understand my message. And my message is you ain't got to be no punk for no bra. You just got to know what you really want from a bra. And if you do, you gonna ask for it. Or, goddamn, I got the heat gun. Or demand it. I want to let all you motherfuckers know that I appreciate the love you be showing me, despite my motherfucking stuff. God damn it. Hold on, I got to hold my breath up like 15 seconds. Now, believe it or not, my hiccups gone. Now, I want to let you motherfuckers know, who I already did tell you that I appreciate you. And I know I make it hard sometimes because, you know, I talk hella shit. But a brother emailed me last week, and I didn't know who he was. I had forgotten that I had talked hella bad to this motherfucker. I had roasted his ass. And I let him know he was wrong. But the motherfucker hit me, and I'm telling you, I quote, "Thanks, Rosebud, for roasting my ass when we spoke. I needed it, and it really put me straight. I'm on my job now. I'll never go back to what I was doing again." Now, he could be lying, but what if he's telling the truth? What if he got what he's saying from what I told him, and he'll never be like that again? So you would rather believe whatever you believe other than even the fact that what I say can help you today, not, you know, in 3 years. But my point is, I know I make it difficult to love a love-dropping, shit-talking, ain't-gonna-be-wrong pimp-ass nigga like me. But believe this. I'm giving it to you straight laced in all my tools and in everything I do interacting with you. And these new ones are no different, except in one way. They're specific, and they work on specific areas of this game. I still have dreams about being on the blade and some hoes, and at the same time, I know I'll never do that shit again. I'll never be as down and dirty as I once was. But that don't stop the thoughts, you know, about that life and creeping into my dreams. Shit, they creep into the crevices of my mind, and they show up in my dreams. Because last night, I dreamed, well, not last night, the night, a couple of nights ago, I dreamed I was out with Frost P on the blade, and we rode up to a light, and this young Filipino-looking woman asked if we was P.I.s. And I said, why, of course we are, madam. Are you a hooker or a looker? Now, I just said that because I don't really, you know, think the bitch can do nothing. But she said, I don't know. And when she said that, I could see she was thinking. But before she finished her answer, I fucking shot at her ass real quick because I seen she was mine for the taking. I asked Frost Feet, I said, man, stop and let me out. You know, I got to get that baby. So I get out the car and get in my new home. And just as I'm talking to her, I'll be damned if I didn't wake up. It was a dream. That shit came to me in my dreams. Man, that shit was so fucking real. I had to check my motherfucking pockets to see if the bitch had hit me with a trap. See, our lives are filled with instant decisions to make. And these decisions are going to make you everything to her. Do you know what we are? We're psychoanalysts. And having this motherfucking game we have only works if you realize how to do it or use it like psychoanalysts use their analytical abilities. A lot of you motherfuckers ask me what I say or how I catch. Believe what you want to believe, but tell me the motherfucking truth. See, because what I'm saying is which real motherfucker is offering advice to people for free? The cost to get what I have, this valuable abadabba, is minuscule. And you put it against what it's giving you. I got Ride Along Series tools. You know, they're going pretty good. There's two parts. The first part is mood, setting, music. And as that music plays, you're spitting at the woman. Then I'm giving you the words to say. The genius of it is the second part is the music only. See, so what I'm saying is when you buy it, I instruct you to listen to the first part like you would a song, like a hot song. You listen to it until you damn near know the words and where they come in. Then when you get at your girl, then you get it to your crib or in your car or wherever, you put the second part on. And this is all music. But it's the same music you was listening to when words was in it. So you're going to remember the words. You're going to remember all the fucking words. And if you spit them as spoken, you're going to come up. Genius. I figured this out. I think you all have been seeing my videos. You know my channel is Real Talk with Rosewood. So can you subscribe? You know, I'm going to be introducing all my products. And if you're interested in any of them, all you got to do is order. Just as you would order anything from me. Hit PayPal. Send the payment to AskRosebud@gmail.com. And we own. And you got to understand, all non-electronic products, books, blah, 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 got to come through the post office. And I won't have any control to get any of the gear, Cyborg University gear, anything that got to go through the mail. And unless you provide funds for me to send it overnight or whatever, you just got to understand my shit works no matter what level you're on, you know. Follow the fucking information in the course, and you'll see. I mean, you'll see. Personally, I ain't caring. I ain't pushing my shit. All the motherfuckers who bought it and have grown into giants, they show their appreciation. They push it for me. They love and respect me because I'm real. And my shit showed them the way to the top. What else can you want from a giant? So far, only a couple of motherfuckers have taken advantage. Not a couple, a few. You know, January is going to be all right as far as the semester goes. But it can be more. And I'm telling you, the entire semester of January to April, I'm telling you, you can jump on for $1,000. Everything that I'm offering, the course, the school, plus one-on-one counseling Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, that's for $1,000. I always try to come up with something. You know, I know most of you motherfuckers be lying when you say you waiting on a sale. But believe this, I do have sales, and they go as long as they go. But you can't watch a sale I have from 3 months ago and come tell me about it today. You can't do that. And I know you think you might find out by listening to my shit. Or some of you motherfuckers even buy that knockoff shit. But the only way anything I do makes sense is if who you fucking with can answer the questions you come up with. Them motherfuckers can't answer your questions. There is not one question any one of you motherfuckers can ask me that I don't have the answer to in 2 seconds. Less than 2 seconds. Because I'm a computer. I eliminate all bullshit and go straight to the point. Ones and zeros, baby. Hey, look, have a fucking good 2023. Stay strong in your convictions, but most of all, make some goddamn convictions, principles, boundaries, shit you ain't gonna, you know, deviate from, and just have a fucking good new year. I'm out.